U.S. forces captured Saddam Hussein in December of 2003, but more than 6 months later, the former longtime leader of Iraq has not been charged with any crime. This week, human rights organizations, including the International Commission of the Red Cross, warned that the U.S. must charge Saddam Hussein before the handover of limited sovereignty to Iraq on June 30th. If he is not charged, he could possibly make a legal case under the Geneva Conventions to go free. The U.S. government says that Iraqis should try Saddam Hussein and other members of his regime. Salem Chalabi is the general director of the Iraqi Special Tribunal. He joins us on the telephone from Baghdad. Mr. Chalabi, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure.
And, of course, people will find the Chalabi name familiar. We should make it plain you are Ahmed Chalabi's nephew.
I am, yes.
Mr. Chalabi, you said earlier this week that you expect Saddam Hussein to be charged by June 30th. Who will charge him, and can you tell us what you think those charges will be?
What I said is I think there will be arrest warrants filed with respect to a number of people, not only Saddam Hussein. These are not formal charges, but under Iraqi law, arrest warrants can be filed based on suspicion. So I have to make that clear. Mm-hmm. There are a number of crimes, such as genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, and certain other charges under Iraqi law that the Iraqi Special Tribunal has a right to try people for. And so Saddam Hussein would likely be charged with some of these.
And by June 30th?
As I said, it's arrest warrants by June 30th. We're working to see, I'm talking to the investigative judges in place to see whether they'll be ready.
Human rights groups say that they, in fact, want Saddam Hussein to be charged. They don't want him to go free. And I'm just wondering, speaking as someone who I gather went to law school in the United States and was a lawyer in London, what do you think about that legal case that if he is not charged by June 30th, he could go free?
I actually disagree with it. I think that the way that international law would work is that Saddam Hussein can continue to be a security detainee even after the end of the occupation. After all, hostilities have not been formally declared over. It's just major hostilities have been declared over by President Bush.
Mr. Chalabi, who will get custody of Saddam Hussein on or after June 30th?
We're not going into any details for security reasons. So we're not disclosing anything about his location or if and when he and others are moved. It's not only Saddam Hussein.
Which leads to my next question. The rest of the POWs, will Iraq also take custody of them on June 30th?
We'd like to get them as much as possible by that date. But if we cannot, we'd rather have proper legal basis for holding them. So if it takes a bit longer, then so be it.
And may I ask, Mr. Chalabi, does Saddam Hussein's case get put into, to be colloquial about it, some kind of regular rotation? Or do you see a strategy where you want to try people who were below him in the regime first? Or do you think it's important for that?
Yeah. As I said, I'm the kind of director of administration and not a prosecutor. But my suspicion is that he would not be one of the first to be tried because of there is a political reason for not wanting to take him first. And the political reason is this, that there are plenty of Iraqi people who feel aggrieved by Saddam Hussein. And the bottom line is, in order to get buy-in across the whole country, Saddam Hussein would likely be charged with a number of categories of crimes.
Jacques Verges, the French defense attorney, says that he's been contacted to handle Saddam Hussein's defense. Have you had any contact with him? Is this true?
No, not with him. Interestingly, there appears to be a fight among lawyers who claim they're representing Saddam Hussein, even though to date Saddam Hussein does not need lawyers because he hasn't been charged with anything. There's no arrest warrant with respect to him on anything to do with war crimes. So he does not need a lawyer. But nonetheless, there are two kind of groups of lawyers who are claiming they're Saddam's lawyers. One is a Jordanian with some French people, and the other is this guy, Jacques Verges. I haven't talked to him. Nobody has been in touch with the Iraqi Special Tribunal about representing Saddam Hussein.
Mr. Chalabi, there are some people who've expressed concerns that there's already a kind of bureaucracy in the Iraqi tribunal that have prevented it from beginning to act with any dispatch. I wonder how you'd react to that.
First of all, we have a peculiar security situation in Iraq. Secondly, the statute of the tribunal was only enacted in December of last year. Third, We just managed to get our budget more or less finalized, and until 2 weeks ago, we had maybe six staff. So we're trying to be careful on how we move. I mean, as an example, to ensure that the trials are fair, we've had to really vet the judges who are going to be trying these cases to ensure that they weren't victims of the previous regime. This takes a bit of time.
Mr. Chalabi, do you think Americans will be part of any of the group that arranges security for Saddam Hussein? Or do you think Americans will pointedly not be a part?
No, I suspect that we would want them to be a part. We need to ensure that the security issue is, Saddam's security is preserved. If Iraqis are allowed to have access to him, they may cut him to pieces. And to me, as somebody who will be responsible for security, I want to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Mr. Chalabi, thank you very much.
Sure.
Salem Chalabi, General Director of the Iraqi Special Tribunal, speaking from Baghdad.